We are now in the month of May, and we send greetings to all of those who worship with us through the tapes. We realize that many of you cannot get to church, so it's good to worship together this way. We turn today to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. That is 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And the purpose of this passage is to encourage the suffering. Now let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we look to you today for the comfort and encouragement we need as we live through this life. Some of it with trial, some of it with joy. Most all of us have some suffering. So we look to you and this Word of God, the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit, to help us today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, in order that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now in verse 3, we see this great tribute to God the Father. Blessed be. Blessed means good things. Good wishes, good will, happy. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing that this Lord God Almighty, the Creator, the Sovereign Ruler, power, glory, majesty, is also a Father? He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He is our Heavenly Father. What a wonderful thing it is to be in the family of God, with God as our Father, brought about through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is our Heavenly Father. And then Paul goes on to write that He is the Father of mercies. He knows how to dispel mercy upon us. He is the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, which includes so many things. Compassion. Actually, the word is the same word Jesus used to announce the coming of the Holy Spirit. He said to the disciples, "I'm leaving. When I leave, I will send you another Comforter who will be with you." And the word also means to call to one side. So that as we read this word, God of all comfort, it means that He is present with us and that we are not alone. What a great tribute. What a great thought it is and encouragement to have. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. That's the tribute to God. Verse 4 tells us of the ministry of God, who comforts us in all our tribulation. This is a verse that needs to be read today by those who are pumping a theology of prosperity. That they say that as a Christian, we are always to be healthy and wealthy. That is a cruel hoax. The scripture reveals that God's people have always suffered, always had trial and tribulation. In fact, it's a calling. And someone needs to write a book on the theology of adversity, because that deals with the ministry of God. He comforts us in all our tribulation. All kinds of things happen to us in this life as a Christian. We are not exempt from suffering. And so we have affliction and trouble and trials. We face difficulties and tragedies. We have heartache. We have oppression. We are distressed. We can be anxious. We have burdens. Sometimes we are persecuted. We have conflict. But He is the God of all comfort, who is in control of all these sufferings, and He comforts us in them. God is in charge of those. And in many ways we could say they are sent from the heart of God to us. In all of this, He is the God of comfort. Now, He is unlimited in His ability to comfort us. He can do it alone by Himself. He can use other means. He can use other people. But He extends His compassion and understanding. And He is the Counselor. In fact, that's another word that is used to describe the Holy Spirit in John 14. He is the Counselor. The Counselor. Now, some of us in this life have the privilege of being with people who hurt and have problems. And I have always felt it a privilege and an honor to be with those people and to come with biblical authority and not search around for shallow human solutions, but to believe that in our troubles and trials we have biblical authority and power. He is the God of all comfort. Now, what exactly is comfort to us? We're hurting. We have difficulty. We have a trial. We have sorrow. What could comfort be? Mainly, biblical comfort from God is the strength to endure. As we pray, He does not always remove the problem, but He strengthens us to endure it and gives us the patience to wait. Comfort can also mean an easing through change. God can change the circumstances. He can change the people. He can change us. And that brings comfort. God can also do what we say is miraculous. That is, he can immediately change everything, take away the difficulty in the trial, but not often, because there is a higher purpose for that suffering than for it to be removed. Now, also in verse 4, we have the purpose of the suffering. Now, there could be many purposes for suffering, but here is one that is very apparent and which can be very helpful to us. Verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation, in order that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, in this verse, we have a purpose clause. The word that, T-H-A-T, introduces a purpose. He comforts us in order that, for what purpose? When we read that, we look for a result. In order that introduces a purpose. In order that we who suffer may be able to comfort others. And we need to take a close look at the word able. It's that wonderful word describing God's power. Dunamis, dynamite, the dynamite of God. We could read it this way. God comforts us in all our tribulation that we may with powerful ability comfort those who also suffer. We learn from suffering how to help others who suffer. And sometimes we think in life, why is this happening to me? And then later on we learn that God will use us to help others. In suffering, we learn humility. We learn compassion. We become less judgmental. It brings to us a caring spirit for others. It gives us a sympathy and an empathy, that is, an ability to enter in to the suffering of others. Our suffering also gives us credibility as we speak to others who may be suffering. And they know that we have also suffered. They are more willing to listen and to follow through with what we may be telling them. So here is a great, great truth. God comforts us in all our tribulation that we may with powerful ability comfort others. Now the basis of this comfort that we can give to others comes from the comfort given to us by God. As a sufferer, we receive the comfort of God. And then we are able to comfort others. You think of Joseph and what he went through. Deceived by his brothers, landing in prison in a foreign land, and all of that. Joseph could have rebelled against God. And he could have said, I don't deserve all this. But later on we learn that God used Joseph to comfort his family and to save them from the famine that had struck the land. Now Faye and I are in touch with many people who are in suffering this morning, in all kinds of trials and troubles. We know of one man who some time ago had a tumorous cancer in the neck. And this man is a dedicated, committed Christian. And he trusted the Lord through this, and now the cancer is removed. But in that situation, he was put in touch with a man who had a similar cancer problem, who was not a committed Christian, and our friend began to meet with him, and this other man began to grow in his faith and attended our last men's retreat last year and called his son in Kansas, and the son also came out to be with us at the retreat. So the suffering of one man was used to help another man and the son of that man, and how many others we do not know. But it was a clear example of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. God comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be powerfully able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, Faye and I have also experienced this personally, that some of the experiences we have had in life has made us able to help others. Our suffering is not by chance. It is not by accident. The providence of God in our life is from Him. Know today that in your hurts and trials and difficulties, you are not alone. The God of all comfort is the God who is present with you, and that our suffering is according to God's purposes, good purposes. Trust Him. Bless Him. Read verse 3 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Thank Him. As we find the Apostle Paul so doing in many of his sufferings, thank the Lord. Trust God. And you know that the sufferings and the trials and heartaches of life present to us our greatest opportunity for testimony. Our greatest opportunity for faith, to exercise faith, to reveal the faith that God has given us as we see people go through the trials, who trust the Lord, who love the Lord, who bless the Lord, who thank the Lord through it all. Today, as you listen to the tape, consider this as your opportunity to bless others, to bless the Lord, as you thank Him and trust Him as the God of all comfort. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your mercy, for Your grace, for your leading providence in our life, for the experiences that come to us for your great glory and to help us to bless others. Give us today that measure of faith that will help us to endure as we seek to minister to others. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.